Voters in the former Soviet Republic of Armenia go to the polls tomorrow in a presidential election. As they choose from 9 candidates, they will be casting ballots into transparent boxes. These were donated by the international community in a gesture of hope for the fairness of the vote. But many Armenians doubt this election. A key test for the country's democracy will be free and fair. Natalia Antalava reports from the Armenian capital, Yerevan.
Mark Gregoran is a political analyst at the Caucasus Institute. He says that Armenia's incumbent president, Robert Kocharyan, intends to win the election by all means, fair or foul.
I expect that the day after tomorrow, in the morning, Robert Kocharyan will be declared the winner. It doesn't mean I expect that he will get more than 50% of the votes, but he will be declared the winner.
In Armenia, the state keeps tight control over the media. Kocharyan's critics say the president got off to a bad start by refusing to grant a broadcasting license to Armenia's only independent television station. It had dared to criticize the president. However, voters may actually have some reasons to want to re-elect President Kocharyan. Those reasons are record-high economic growth over the past 3 years, and the fragile peace in Nagorno-Karabakh, where Armenians and Azerbaijanis fought a bloody war in the 1990s. Many Armenians believe that Kocharyan deserves another 5 years. Among them is journalist Emmanuel Mekhtarchyan. Mekhtarchyan says that the president is doing good things and helping the country to emerge from the post-Soviet economic slump. There are indeed signs of change in the streets of Yerevan, like newly opened Western-style cafes, bars and shops. Yet more than half of Armenia's 3.5 million people still live below the poverty line. And in the country, where salaries and pensions are not paid for months, people are eager for change. This gives hope to Kocharyan's main rival, Stefan Demirchan. Demirchan is relatively new to politics, but he benefits from the legacy of his father. Karen Demirchan, the Soviet-era leader of Armenia, was among 8 high-ranking government officials murdered in a 1999 terrorist attack on the Armenian parliament. In the past weeks, thousands of people throughout Armenia participated in mass rallies against the government and in support of Stefan Demirchan. This might make re-election harder, but President Kocharyan is still sure he will win without going into a runoff. For NPR News, this is Natalia Antalava in Yerevan.